sports, no rock, no information. For mindless chatter, we're your station.
KBBL Talk Radio, and Al Springfield's favorite conservative and author of the well-selling book, Only Turkeys Have Left Wings. Ladies and gentlemen, Burge Barlow.
Ugh, that Barlow's a right-wing crackpot. He said Ted Kennedy lacked integrity. Can you believe that?
Yeah, switch the station. I consider myself politically correct, and his views make me uncomfortable.
No, guys. Now, I'm not very political. I usually think people who vote are a bit fruity. But for some reason, this Burge Barlow really speaks to me.
Good morning, fellow freedom likers. Burge Barlow, the fourth branch of government, the 51st state. You know, there are three things we're never going to get rid of here in Springfield. One, the bats in the public library. Two, Mrs. McFeely's compost heap. And three, our six-term mayor, the illiterate, tax-cheating, wife-swapping, pot-smoking spendocrat, Diamond Joe Quimby.
Hey, I am no longer illiterate.
Now, why are we doomed to this Quimby quagmire, you ask, oh, reasonable listener? Because this town is under the stranglehold of a few tie-dyed tree-huggers who would rather play hacky-sack than lock up the homeless.
This sounds awfully controversial. Lisa, you know I don't like controversy in this house.
I don't like him either, Mom, but I'm doing a report on local politics for my school project.
You think you're so big because your class always gets to do projects. Well, I'm doing a school project on, fireworks.
Bart, I wish you wouldn't lie like that.
Now is a special send-off and a way to say gongai fat choy to our visiting Chinese principals. Bart Simpson has promised us a fireworks display.
Oh.
What a week. He promised a bigger firework display.
Bad student.
Bad principal. Ah.
So, my friends, let's just junk those dumb ocrats and their bleeding heart smell fair program.
Dad, I had to listen to this jerk all morning. Can we listen to something else?
When I'm driving the car, I get to choose the radio station. When you're driving, we'll listen to your radio station. I can't take this anymore. Let's switch back.
All right, my friends, let's go to the phones. First up is Bob from South Springfield. Welcome to you, sir.
Hello, Birch. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Kudos for bringing the public back to the Republican Party. It's high time people realize we conservatives aren't all Johnny hate mongers and Charlie Bible thumps, or even, God forbid, George Bushes.
That sounds like Sideshow Bob.
Yes, ma'am. Sideshow Bob. Yakking it up on the old yakbox.
Dad, I'll spare you the embarrassment of admitting you don't know who Sideshow Bob is.
Phew.
Sideshow Bob used to be Krusty the Clown's sidekick, but in 1990 he framed Krusty for armed robbery and Bart got him put in jail. When he got out, he married Aunt Selma and tried to murder her.
Oh, Sideshow Bob.
Bart, your mortal enemy is on the radio.
It's time for more Dementia with Dr. Demento.
Ah!
And now, the funny thought.
I meant your other mortal enemy. Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob? Oh, I'm only 10 and I already got two mortal enemies.
And this proposed expressway will bring increased commerce to our local merchants. That's it for us!
Give us something we like. We'll ride you out of town on a rail.
Well, what do you people like?
Sleep. Sexy dimes and plenty of them.
Mad luck! Well, I suppose I could name it the Matlock Expressway.
But it would be terribly myopic of me to blame all my current woes on one spiky-haired little simpleton.
Mm-hmm, myopic, or to say the least, intransigent. Now, you mentioned some woes there.
Well, you see, Birch, I'm presently incarcerated. Convicted of a crime I didn't even commit. Attempted murder. Now, honestly, what is that? Do they give a Nobel Prize for attempted chemistry, do they? Oh, really? Now, this is a personal call.
Now, my friends, isn't this just typical? another intelligent conservative here, railroaded by our liberal justice system, just like Colonel Oliver North, Officer Stacy Coon, and cartoon smokesperson Joe Camel. Well, I've had it.
I am going to make it my mission to see that our friend Bob is set free.
No!
Well, despite Bart's objections, the people of South Africa can now vote in free democratic elections.
My friends, Bob is a political prisoner. I want every loyal listener to do everything they can to get him out of jail.
All right, you heard the man. One grenade each.
Oh, I think he meant through nonviolent grassroots political action.
Jeez, really, you think so? All right, give him back. Come on, everybody, give him back. Hey, who pulled the pin on this one?
Very well. If that is the way the winds are blowing, let no one say I don't also blow. By special order of the mayor of Springfield, you are hereby granted a full and complete pardon. Congratulations, Robert Underdunk Terwilliger.
Boat's on the other side.
Yes, thank you.
Hail, brothers. Coronon Sileria Ozumahok.
Mohawk.
Now then, gentlemen, the mayoral campaign is upon us. And if we hope to defeat this Joe Quimby, we need a candidate with name recognition and media savvy. A true leader who will do exactly as he's told.
Monty, I'm way ahead of you. If you'll just open that door, you'll see the next mayor of Springfield.
What'd it say?
No. Bob, come in.
A fine mohawk to you all.
Well, he's even better. I agree. I like the human touch.
Now, students, I want you to be on your best behavior for this carefully choreographed media event. Now, this means there is to be no wising off, no face-making, and no grass-eating. This means you, Ralph.
Yes, sir.
Hello, children. Hello, Bart.
Eep.
Young friends, my opponent, Joe Quimby, is confused about your school system. Do you know what he does? He flip-flops. Sometimes he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. He wants to sell your future short.
Bart, we can't let Bob steal the spotlight. We're going to have to stoop to the lowest common denominator.
I can do that.
Help! I'm being attacked by, things.
Uncle Mayor was just saying that this is the most important natural resource we have.
More important than coal?
Yes.
That was a big mistake, Bart. No children have ever meddled with the Republican Party and lived to tell about it.
Stay out of Riverdale.
Without a Mayor Quimby, our town would really stink. We wouldn't have a tire yard or a mid-sized roller rink.
We wouldn't have our gallows or a shiny Bigfoot trap.
It's not the mayor's fault that the stadium collapsed.
Quimby, if you were running for mayor, he'd vote for you. Paid for by the mayor, Quimby for mayor, mayoral committee.
Hey, Four Eyes, vote Quimby. Hey, Beardo, vote Quimby. This time he's the lesser of two evils.
I love Grimby. Could I have some more bumper stickers, please, dude? All right. And Mommy's ready for his mystical journey.
Oh! What's happening?
That Quimby fella promised to build us a Matlock Expressway. How are you going to top that, smart guy?
Well, how's this? I'll not only build the expressway, I will spend the remainder of this afternoon patiently listening to your interminable anecdotes.
Hot diggity damn! Me first! Not many people know, I own the first radio in Springfield. Weren't much on the air then, just Edison reciting the alphabet over and over. A, he'd say. Then B, C would usually follow.
Mayor Quimby supports revolving door prisons. Mayor Quimby even released Sideshow Bob, a man twice convicted of attempted murder. Can you trust a man like Mayor Quimby? Vote Sideshow Bob for mayor.
The League of Uninformed Voters presents the Springfield Mayoral Debates. I'm your moderator, Larry King. Now a word to our audience. Even though we're being broadcast on Fox, there's no need for obnoxious hooting and hollering.
Achoo!
I shouldn't have shaken hands with those old people.
I hope that flu doesn't affect his performance out there.
Don't worry, he's taking a million of these capsules.
Sideshow Bob, Councilman Les Winan says that you're not experienced enough to be mayor. Well, sir, what do you have to say about that?
I'd say that Les Winan ought to do more thinking and less whining.
There's no Councilman Les Winan.
Good line, though.
Mayor Quimby, you're well known, sir, for your lenient stance on crime. But suppose for a second that your house was ransacked by thugs, your family tied up in the basement with socks in their mouths. You try to open the door, but there's too much blood on the knob.
What is your red question?
My question's about the budget, sir.
I don't agree with his fart-killing policy, but I do approve of his Selma-killing policy.
Well, he framed me for armed robbery, but man, I'm aching for that upper-class tax cut.
And the results are in for Sideshow Bob 100%, for Joe Quimby 1%, and we remind you there is a 1% margin of error. Oh. All right, let's go live to Bob headquarters now for Mayor Terwilliger's victory speech. And just look how happy he is.
It's the rapture! Quick, get Bart out of the house before God comes!
So sorry, Mr. Simpson. Your house is blocking construction of our new Matlock Expressway. Now, I am a fair man. You will have 72 hours to vacate. At that time, we will blow up your house and any remaining Simpsons.
Homer, we've got to stop them.
I know what you're up to, Mayor Terwilliger. And no one in my family's going to stand for it.
Move your goddamn house, son!
Bart, by special request to the mayor's office, you are going to be left back.
Oh, you mean I have to repeat the fourth grade?
Well, yes, but not for 4 or 5 years. Bart, you're going to kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
Now, boys and girls, who knows what this is?
Triangle.
Very good, Bart. You have first choice of toys for free play.
Cool. I call the Flintstone phone.
Yabba-dabba-doo! I like talking to you!
We're going to lose our house and end up living under a bridge like common trolls.
I don't think Bob won that election legally. I can't believe a convicted felon would get so many votes and another convicted felon would get so few.
Here you go. The results of last month's mayoral election. All 48,000 voters and who each one of them voted for.
I thought this was a secret ballot.
Meh.
Okay. Aaron A. Aronson voted for Bob. Aaron L. Aronson voted for Bob. Arthur B. Ablabab voted for Bob.
So whoever it is who wrote that note wants to meet us here tonight?
This is so cool, Bart. We're just like Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah, except their dad wasn't waiting in the car reading Archie comics.
Stuck-up Riverdale punks think they're too good for me.
You're on the right track. Follow the names.
How the hell do you know?
I can't tell you who I am, but I worked on the campaign.
Hey, Mr. Smithers!
Well, you might as well give me a ride home now. Never gone behind Mr. Burns' back before, but Sideshow Bob's ultra-conservative views conflict with my choice of lifestyle. All I can do is give you one name, Edgar Neubauer. Find him and you'll find your answer.
No Edgar Neubauer. This is hopeless. They're going to demolish our house for sure. We're going to have to move into a Motel 6.
But Dad can't afford $6 a night. Hey.
Please, come here. I found him. I found Edgar Neubauer.
Oh, my God. The dead have risen and they're voting Republican.
No, Bart, don't you see? Dead people can't vote. Look, Prudence Goodwife died 1641. She voted for Bob, too. So did Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. Even the Pet Cemetery voted for Bob. Look, Mr. and Mrs. Bananas, Humphrey Beauregard. Oh, my poor dead kitty. Please, not you too. All right, Bob. Now it's personal.
Hey, he did try to kill me.
Mr. Mayor, is it true you rigged the election?
No, I did not.
Kids help.
Oh, I don't mind. We want these children to feel justice has been served. That way they can sleep soundly tonight on their hard, feculent motel pillows. Well, Bart, Lisa, here I am.
I have a plan. I think we can trap him. You know, Sideshow Bob, I believe you when you say you're innocent.
Indeed I am.
Because we all know you're a naive pawn, puppet, if you will, of the most diabolical political genius Springfield has ever known, Birchibald T. Barlow! You don't have the intelligence to rig an election by yourself, do you?
You were just Barlow's lackey.
You were Ronnie to his Nancy.
Sonny to his Cher.
Bingo to his rest of the Beatles.
Enough! Lies. I did it all. There. Is that what you want, you smarmy little bastards?
We want the truth.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. No truth handler, you! Bah! I deride your truth handling abilities!
Will you get to the point?
Yes!
Only I could have executed such a masterpiece of electoral fraud. And I have the records to prove it. Here, just look at these. Each one a work of Machiavellian art.
But why?
Because you need me, Springfield. Your guilty conscience may force you to vote Democratic, but deep down inside you secretly long for a cold-hearted Republican to lower taxes, brutalize criminals, and rule you like a king. That's why I did this, to protect you from yourselves. Now, if you don't mind, I have a city to run.
Bailiffs, place the mayor under arrest.
What?
Oh, yes, all that stuff I did.
Marge, we did it! Now we get to keep our house and you get to go back to the fourth grade.
Oh, tomorrow we were going to find out who the dish ran away with.
The spoon, Bart.
Of course.
Someday I'll have my vengeance. Someday, when I find my way out of this savage, roach-ridden cesspool.
Say, Twilligers are yelling. Bob, come along. We need a knife to row against the Princeton alums.
Princeton?
Rook! Rook!